it's okay to explain the whole scheme and how it works and how many phases to get to construction, but when you have to try to explain that to families that are concerned about their children at that crossing, I don't think that's acceptable. But at the same time, we are moving on. But what I've asked for in the interim, I know now that the school will be going off on holidays and this week, and I would ask when they return that we would have a Garda presence there as often as they can. I know it's not easy man that, but it is a deterrent, and I'm telling you, when there's patrol cars parked there, it does. The people do adhere to it when they see a patrol car there. So we welcome surely, but it looks at this stage it looks it'll be early 26 before it goes to construction. So that was my huge annoyance.
And do we know at this stage what exactly is going to be put there? We were talking previously about the idea of raised tables.
Yeah, that's what they have suggested, and that's what will be coming back to us, from what I believe, that there'll possibly be three raised tables there. Then again, there'll have to be a public consultation, because some of these raised tables will be fairly close to residential residents there. So you know that'll take a public consultation, and as Mark Sweeney outlined there today, it's taking part 8 planning as well.